Hey, it's me, Army. I thought it'd be fun to do a little story time. I've gotten a couple of questions where you're very curious about some sexual experiences. And I am pretty vanilla, but there are a few times where I have been very naughty. Just because I think it was in there deep inside and I didn't know it yet. So, here's a story of a time when I had sex in a very public place. And that was a church. And now, before you go, you know, clutch your pearls, it's not as bad as it sounds, but it's also like not as bad as it sounds. So here is the story of such an occasion. I was with a partner at the time. He was probably about 10 years older than me, and he had a friend from university that was getting married. And so we decided to go to this wedding together. We'd been dating for probably about a year at the time. And so we drove out to near DC in where DC meets Virginia. And this wedding was at this beautiful old 1800s built brick, this magnificent timepiece. This church that I think it actually was an old seminary that was converted into a church. Not totally clear on it, but it was definitely like a seminary is like a place where people go to learn about how to become like preachers and pastors and all of that. So they were having this wedding at this beautiful seminary, and so I remember that he was showing me around the grounds because he had been there before with some friends for something. The reception is very kind of like homey, where they had like family members who'd put stuff together, but not like, it was not a picnic. Listen, their family, like it might've been done by their family, but these people knew how to put on a party. They had those beautiful string lights and chairs and delicate tablecloths. Like they did it themselves, but they did it so well. So it's kind of this like really romantic experience. So that, so we were walking around the grounds and a friend of ours was telling us a little about the history of this seminary, and it was really quite, just kind of like intriguing. And he kind of casually mentioned, I'm like, there's some secret tunnel down there. So some secret passageway on the bottom. And we were like, what? And so, I have a little frog in my throat. It's because I had some ice cream earlier and it was super yummy. But when you eat ice cream, it makes your throat a little sore. I don't know why you needed to hear that, but guess what? This is my story. So I'm going to tell it my way. Okay. So, right. Where was I? Yeah. We heard there's like this weird, like secret tunnel and I'm like up for a good adventure. Like, you know, I'm a good girl, but I'm like, what's up with that? Okay. It needs to be told that, of course, I'm wearing a skirt and a kind of a form-fitting top and heels. That's kind of what I was wearing at this. And my date was wearing a suit and a button-up shirt. No tie, because, like, let's be honest, like, you don't need it necessarily. It was, like, a little bit more casual. So we went, just the two of us kind of left our friend and we were kind of wandering around inside and just kind of looking and peeking. And because he'd told us kind of where the secret passage was, the wedding hadn't started yet. It was going to start in probably like 25 minutes, but we found it. We found this, and it was like a secret passageway. There was like a door that opened and you had to go down a set of stairs and like wind around. It was totally scary too, because like, it was lit, thankfully. It wasn't like I was going in the dark, because that's not like there's a dungeon at the bottom with like cages and rats and stuff, nothing like that. But it was definitely super, like kind of scary, but not like horror film scary, but enough where you're like, this is kind of what. So we went down there, and then all of a sudden, my boyfriend, he grabbed me by the wrist and freaked me out. I screamed because, you know, this is where we are. It's like a horror film. I screamed, and he turned me around and just grabbed the back of my neck and started kissing my face. And I was like, I was not expecting that. So like, we're standing in the middle of this like kind of bricked hallway, like out of nowhere. And he's just like really laying it into me. His tongue was so fantastic. It was like really exploring my mouth. It was just the passion of the moment of doing something you're not supposed to be doing. So he's got his hand behind my neck and he's kissing me like crazy. And of course, like, I'm going nuts because this is hot. This is hot. And so I kind of like break from his embrace for a second. And we both kind of like panted a little because it's super hot. And then I looked at him with this like very army look in my eyes. And I leaned down and I lifted up my skirt and I pulled my panties down past my knees, down past my ankles, and lifted up a heel on one leg. And then I lifted up the other leg and I held these, actually probably a thong, like in my hand. And I just threw them on the ground. And then I, you know, kind of slowly looked up into his eyes as I was kind of crouched near the ground, because that's what I had done to take him off. And you could just like see from where I was sitting on the ground, I could just see him start to like harden up, and he was like, had a tent in his pants. And I was like, yes, yes. Like, oh, this is going to happen. We're going to fuck each other in this church. What is going on? So yeah, I basically like waddled. It doesn't sound sexy. It was sexy. Trust me. But like, imagine like, actually, whatever. It can be not sexy, but I think in my mind's eye, it was like a sexy kind of like took a little Emery heels, right? Like kind of two steps towards him. And, I thought for a second that I might put my mouth over his pants and get it wet and just kind of like through, like, cause I do that sometimes. I would like get their pants wet on the outside and just like feel their penis with my mouth through the pants. But I didn't do that because I was like, okay, we're not gonna have enough time to dry, and he's gonna go upstairs with like a clearly like a mouthpiece on his no. I have standards. So like I went for it, and then I like stopped. Like, that's why I say this, because I remember being like, oh, I like saw just like a little bit of my saliva on his pants, and I was like, I can't do that. So I slowly grabbed top of his zipper and I zipped it down, and I looked up at him again, and again, this is like, he's like so into this, and I didn't even unbutton the pants, but I reached in and I grabbed his hard dick and I pulled it out. Have you ever seen those like pictures of like, I think it might be a dom thing or a femme thing, like excuse me, something, I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I have seen a picture of like a guy in a suit and he's fucking a girl, but the only thing he has out is his cock. The rest of him is dressed. This is that situation where I just like pulled out his dick. So he's like standing there, kind of his legs spread. He might have even spread them a little more just because I was like, I pull out his dick and his balls. So like, they're kind of all out, right? And like, he's super hard. And I just start like licking up and down the shaft, like super slowly. Getting it really wet with my tongue. I'm just like, la, 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 la. Whenever I give a blowjob, not whenever, it's not every time, it's not like I have a recipe, but like, I really like having my hands on their dick too. I think it's really fun. Because you can really like, really get like the full experience. Because I haven't really been with people who wanted to fuck my face before. So like, they're not really like choking me. You know, I haven't, it's going to happen. I just haven't. This is the thing I learned. So, but I use my hand, so I'm really super, his dick is super wet just because I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like up and down, and I guess I do have like a blow, what do I have here? I do have a dildo in my pocket because I thought maybe, I don't know, I didn't know what was going to happen. I come prepared. So yeah, I'm all like, And I'm like looking up at him every once in a while with my eyes. Again, I've got like a skirt on so you can see my knees. My skirt's probably real far up, but you can't see anything yet. But you can like see me like kneel down like that. And I'm sucking on his dick. And like, honestly, this is so hot for him because like, think about the situation, right? And you would be too. This is your dick in this story, okay? You can be him. This is your dick. So you're super hot. And like, I'm feeling like there's totally tons of pre-cum on the end, so I'm gonna lick that off. Yep, that's good. That tastes good too. You taste good. And then, but I had to stop because like, he was about ready to come and I was like, no. And I know we had to go upstairs to the wedding and like, I mean, I guess at this point it's like 12 minutes or 15 minutes. Very specific, Army. Why very? Just come on. This, you know how I am. You know how I am. Leave me alone. But don't stay. Okay. So, yeah. So I take my mouth slowly off of his dick. Just slowly just pulled that. I mean, it's hard not to, right? Like, it's like right there. So you're like slurp it real light. Like pop it out, right? Oh my goodness. I got like a little pube on my tongue. I don't, it's not a pube, guys. It's not a real dick. Come on. Jeez. But, you know, we all have the same problems. Okay. And I stand up, and as I do, like, I turn around and face a wall and just lift up my skirt so that you can see my ass cheeks, and I put both hands up against the wall, and I just kind of look back at him like, you know what to do. And honestly, he did know what to do. He knew what to do. He came up to me and he brought it both hands onto my thighs and just kind of like, so he did, see, he did a good job. He didn't just like ram straight in. He like brought them both up to my thighs and like slowly brought his hands from my knees all the way up to my thighs and just tickled. Basically, I got that tingling feeling because he was just like teasing me. And then he, you know, because remember, my panties are somewhere else. And then he just took his one hand off the right thigh. And from the back, he reached through, like, kind of my ass. Because I kind of, at this point, I'm against the wall. And my butt's kind of pointed out. And I'm really, like, arched for him. So he reached in kind of slowly through my ass cheeks. And went in slowly down right into my pussy. And just kind of rubbed where there was so much liquid. And just kind of rubbed to kind of move it around. He's just, like, rubbing and rubbing. Even just, like, moving it up a little more and touching my clit with the wetness. And I'm like, oh my goodness. He's just kind of rubbing it there and kind of grabbing. You know what I mean by grabbing? Where it's like, it just kind of grab you from behind and it's like you've got a whole crotch full, but it's a wet crotch full because your hand's like wet now. And then you just kind of like take the whole hand itself and like move the whole hand back and forth. You're even like sliding maybe up a little, like the ass a little bit. Like it's you know, whatever. It's consensual. And so I'm like, I'm like losing it at this point because it's just like kind of palming me like back and forth, like it's like a, like laying in a hammock. I'm like trying, I'm making this movement over here with my hands, by the way, and this is an audio so you can't see it, but I look like I'm like cradling an animal or something, like in my one arm. But yeah, he's like up, back and forth and back and forth, and same where he stops and he's still hard as a rock, man, and he just like comes back to me, takes his two hands and spreads both of my cheeks a little bit more, and I'm like ready for him. I'm like really arched, like prepared, like a very come fuck me position. And he takes his dick and he just like slowly, and you can kind of hear the noise, right? You can like hear the noise of it entering. You can just hear. In as far as he can go, like all of him. Yeah, I'm just like reliving this. It was so super hot, and he just pounds in to me as I'm against the wall. He just in, out, against the wall. Over and over and over and over and over. Over and over until we're in a church in the hall. My skirt raised up against my ass. His dick out. He's pounding me. And I scream. And thank God. Oh, I said, and thank God, like, we're in the bottom of a church, because I'm not really good about being quiet. I don't know if you know that about me. I'm just not. Like, my orgasms aren't the same every time, but they, like, you know, there's, like, it's a spectrum. I think I've said this to you before. That night, that, I guess it would have been afternoon, that spectrum was, I might come again right now, jeez, just thinking about it, because I'm still, stop touching myself. It was so hot. There's so hot about, like, the fact that he was just dick out for me. It was so great. So, anyway, that's, I'm gonna, okay, I'm just gonna, like, stop with that situation, because, like, I can't tell a story and do that. Just not very good at that. Not very good at that. I can be fine with ones. And so, yeah, he, like, just takes my skirt when he's, because he's pounding into me. I got the story a little mixed up, because I was, like, touching myself right there. But, he's pounding into me, and, like, he's got, like, he full on straight up, like, was that called cream pie? What's that called? Where they just come right straight into your pussy. And there was, like, just tons of it, because it was so hot. But then we realized we gotta get to this wedding. And so he just, like, takes my skirt and just, like, pulls it down over my ass cheeks. And we don't even pick up the panties. I think the thong might still be there to this day. I don't know. Did someone go clean up the hall? But, like, we walk upstairs. We figure our way back upstairs, and we get to the wedding. Like, we had, like, 2 minutes. It wasn't like we were, you know, it wasn't totally obvious that, I mean, I don't think anyone would have known that we'd, like, fucked down there or anywhere, really. I mean, my cheeks were red, because they always get really red, but I don't think anyone knew. But then I sat down. We both sat down in these chairs as the wedding's about to begin to start. And guys, like, it was dripping down my thighs onto this wedding chair. Like, I left a puddle on the chair. I'm so embarrassed. Like, between my cum, between his cum and, like, my somewhat squirting, like, it was a mess. I'm, like, not mad about it, but it was kind of, like, one of those, like, I know this is happening. What am I gonna do? I don't have, like, a towel. Like, you know, what am I gonna do? We had things to do, and I'm not the kind of person who's just, like, not gonna go to my friend's, well, his friend's, like, wedding, because I'm, like, but I'm also not the kind of person that's gonna, like, pass up an interesting opportunity to fuck someone in a church. So, I don't know if you like that story, but it is a fond memory, and, yeah, it's a really fond memory. So, c'est la vie, live your life. It's life, okay. Have a good night. I hope you enjoyed that. Bye.